earlier this week, the Denver City Council approved a new program meant to help artists remain in so-called do-it-yourself, DIY spaces, while requiring the building's owners to bring the buildings up to code. Now, Denver shut two DIY warehouse spaces down after last December's horrific ghost ship warehouse fire in Oakland, California that killed 36 people. But they've been working on the problem for years, and now a solution, allowing people to keep living in buildings even if there are code violations, as long as landlords agree to make the repairs by a certain deadline. This is the first in the country. Bree Davies is a musician and community organizer in Denver. Bree, you don't live in one of these spaces, but you've used them to perform. The city has reached this deal. Do you trust that the people charged with bringing these buildings up to code will do that?
You know, I trust my community for sure. The landlord-tenant situation is really different per space. I know with our spaces in particular that were shut down, two in particular that are internationally known, Rhinoceropolis and Glob, the leaseholders on those spaces had a good relationship with their landlord, and I think he was well aware of what was happening within the space. Where the concern comes in for us is dealing with the code and the permitting, construction and such is very expensive, and part of the reason that we exist in these spaces in the first place is because they're affordable. So I think it remains to be seen how the monetary part of this situation comes into play. And I know that Denver City Council had discussed creating some sort of funding or figuring out a way to help with the funding of permitting and construction. Trying to get anything through construction-wise right now is not impossible, but it's moving pretty slowly because there's so much building going on.
Well, I was going to say, play devil's advocate here for a second. I can hear somebody saying, well, why should artists and musicians get special treatment? Why should the owner of a building, a warehouse building, which is probably very valuable real estate, why should they get help from the city in bringing their building up to code? We have, you know, impoverished families who might
sure
need help. And then further, right now under the program, you know, some tenants and owners are going to be allowed to live in the buildings with some code violations. After the images we saw coming out of Oakland, I can see people saying, why would that be allowed? We can't, you know, afford to have another horrific fire like that when there may be code violations like too many extension cords or no fire sprinklers. Why should the community be allowed to live in buildings with code violations?
Sure. First of all, we're directly affected by the ghost ship fire just as much as anybody else was in seeing those images. In fact, yeah, we had people from Denver who had moved to Oakland, and one of our friends, Aja Archuleta, was working the door the night of the ghost ship fire, and she's been a member of Denver's DIY community for over a decade. So I just wanted to state mm-hmm that we saw the same things that everybody else was seeing. What I think the artist community really wants people to know is, and I believe the way that the legislation is written, is this is not specific to artists. And artists are fully aware that they are not special. We're just part of a larger picture in a city of unaffordability. I get the safety issues. The thing is, keeping people in their spaces is really important, and that we didn't have anywhere else to go. So I watched 11 of my friends be evicted onto the street in December in the middle of winter with no option. And that was very frustrating to me because that's happening all over. The hope is that the legislation will lead to more conversations and better looks at affordable housing options. And sometimes that does mean allowing people to live in spaces while they're being worked on. We don't seek out unsafe spaces. I'll just say that.
Right.
We live and work in spaces that are available to us. And for a long time, we've been placeholders in a city that now has valuable real estate and has an eye on the warehouses that nobody wanted for a long time.
Right. But musicians and artists made something out of. Look, one of your council members there, Albus Brook, tweeted out that without some kind of plan like the one that they've come up with, artists, nonprofits, and people of color may all go extinct in Denver. Just talk briefly about that aspect of this, that this is keeping a certain character to a city.
Sure. I'm born and raised in Denver, Colorado, and the changes that I've seen over the last half of the decade to my city are unreal when it comes to displacement of people in general, particularly people in lower income brackets. And it's interesting, where Rhinoceropolis and Glob are located, there has been millions of dollars of investment by the city in the last couple years, as well as hundreds of millions of dollars in real estate transactions happening all around us. So it's a symptom of, again, a symptom of a large larger issue where if we lose the foundational folks in our city that make Denver what it is, it's not really going to have anything left to offer people, I think, who can afford to be here, which is a silly, it's a silly reason to stay in your city is you can afford to be here, so you're allowed to stay.
Well, I hear you saying something else. If a city can help real estate developers and businesses with tax breaks and, you know, subsidizing some building in areas that hadn't been built in before, why not help and subsidize the artist community?
Right, right. And again, we're not looking for special treatment. We're not looking to be singled out or spotlighted as something that's special to Denver when it's really about our people in general. It's been very frustrating to see where investment happens and how it happens and who it benefits. Growth may be inevitable in a city like Denver, but I think gentrification in the way that it affects people is truly a choice. And the fact that City Council is willing to look at legislation like this, it's important to the future of Denver in that maybe we can find some other ways to accommodate affordable housing and figure out ways to house people in a way that keeps communities rooted and retains Denver's character.
That's Bree Davies, a musician in Denver, also part of the All in Denver Advocacy Group. They work on housing issues, education, more. Bree, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.